2014 report to provide an update on the delivery of the Bexhill Enterprise Park North project.
This project was identified by the investment panel as a priority through the LGF3B project pipeline process and was approved by the board on the 7th of June 2019 with an LGF allocation of £1.94 million. The project will deliver site and servicing infrastructure required to access individual development plots within the business park, with that being accessed from the North Bexhill Access Road. The delivery of these enabling works will enable development on the site to proceed and will facilitate private sector investment in the delivery of the buildings. Within the wider Bexhill Enterprise Park North site, there is a capacity to support 493 jobs when the site is fully developed. Initially, it is anticipated that 8,000 square metres of light industrial workspace will be brought forward. In May 2018, outline planning approval was gained for 33,500 square metres of employment floor space and the associated roads and servicing infrastructure. In October 2018, an application for approval of the reserved matters following the outline planning approval was submitted to the LPA. Following a lengthy period of engagement, in October 2019, the application was considered by the planning committee and a decision was made to refuse the application for a number of stated reasons, including unacceptable phasing, lack of master planning, poor design and failure to mitigate impacts on biodiversity. On the 24th of December 2019, an appeal was submitted to the Planning Inspectorate. Obviously, this appeal is ongoing and the outcome is not yet known. However, based on advice from a number of leading consultants, Sea Change Sussex are confident in the case that they are presenting in relation to that appeal. To date, of the £1.94 million LGF funding allocated to the project, £440,000 has been transferred to East Sussex County Council in relation to delivery of the project, with Sea Change Sussex indicating an intention to draw down £270,000 of that before the end of this financial year. In light of the significant risks to project delivery, the board are asked to consider whether it would be prudent for any further LGF spend beyond the £440,000 already transferred to be placed on hold until the planning issues have been resolved. There is also an option presented that LGF spend can continue, however, noting that there is a risk to East Sussex County Council if for any reason the project cannot progress to delivery. So as it stands, timetable for determination of planning appeal is not yet known. However, based on timescales published on the Planning Inspectorate website, it's unlikely that the appeal will be decided before June 2020. This obviously has a significant impact on the delivery programme, with delivery originally expected to be complete in terms of the LGF works by March 2020. Based on the estimated timetable for consideration of the planning appeal, it is now anticipated that project enabling works will be completed in February 2021. However, this obviously significantly increases the risk that spend on the project will go beyond the growth deal period. And this risk was raised with the Strategic Board at their meeting in January. So it is recommended that a full update is provided to the Board in July 2020, which confirms the outcome of the planning appeal, provides an updated delivery programme, and demonstrates that the project meets the five conditions to spend beyond the growth deal period, if that is relevant. And it should also outline the next steps should the planning appeal not be successful. Obviously, if the project cannot progress to delivery, it will be recommended that the funding is reallocated through the pipeline list. However, it is acknowledged that this will have an adverse effect on the economic development of North East Bexhill, both in terms of job creation and inward investment from the private sector.
So it wouldn't be right for me to rehearse the for the planning inspectorate, but just suffice to say, North East Bexhill was one of the key areas in the east of the county, and in Rother District Council's provision for regeneration, including business and housing space. So it's a great disappointment to me. that the council felt unable to approve what is a sensible, which is a legitimate proposal. And the real annoying part is it was actually on reserve matters, and so again, I won't get into the detail, but I think that there is a very, very fair chance of this being overturned at appeal. And I think the recommendations before us are absolutely right. What I would say is that should the appeal be unsuccessful, I think it does put at risk regeneration of the whole of that area. And that's on the back of the County Council and others spending £130 million on building a link road to start this regeneration of. You can sense I'm slightly frustrated and very cautious it's being recorded and don't want to get myself in legal problems. So I'll stop there and say I think the recommendation before you in option one would be my preference.
Right. So moving on. So can I also say that this board supported the new road, and the left has been right behind it. So
absolutely.
I think everyone around this table will also feel the frustration as well, because this is a major project. But, right. So we're asked to agree two options. One is to agree to pause LGF spend on the delivery of the project beyond the 440,000 LGF already transferred to resources campaigns and consent has been granted. Or option two, note the risk to East Sussex County Council of abortive LGF spend on the project if the planning appeal is unsuccessful. If LGF spend on the project becomes an abortive revenue cost, this must be repaid to SELEP by East Sussex County Council under the terms of the service level agreement with the SELEP accountable body. So, can I have a show of hands, please, on option one? So that's unanimous. And therefore, I won't take a vote on option two. And we're also to agree that a further update on the project, which confirms the outcome of the planning appeal, should be provided to the board on the 3rd of July 2020. Show of hands, please. Thank you. Unanimous. Right.